Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Legends of music, icons of style. They're beauty queens, inside and out. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm blessed to have T-Boz and Chili on the phone. What's up, ladies?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm so happy to have you guys on. Congrats on the new documentary that's coming out this weekend, the new tour. Super excited for
Thank
you guys.
Thank you.
So I got a question for T-Boz. What was the highlight moment for you during the creation process of this documentary, other than getting your story out? What was the big moment where maybe even shed a tear? The highlight.
The highlight is that I actually shed a tear because I never cry. I hate it. They start out with me crying. I was like, no. I'm the one in the group that never cries. So I'm like, why not start it off with me boo-hooing? It was just like, oh my God, I wanted to just crawl under a rock.
It's golden.
At what moment were you like, I know we're doing this for the right reasons?
Just the fact that we are alive to be able to tell our own story was such a good feeling. But especially the time, I think, when we were sitting in the theater and looking at the old footage, I think that was the highlight for me, reminiscing on all the good times when we were young and so happy.
And Chili, I have this question for you. As you're working on this project and putting all this work in, I'm sure there's some footage out there that you had forgotten about because you guys put in a big body of work. What was a moment that you had been like, wow, I forgot we did that?
I haven't forgotten anything we've done. It's just that it's a reminder. It's kind of like way in the back of my head because so much has happened since then. But like Tion said, you know, when we were sitting in a theater and looking back at all the old stuff and when we were on the airplane cutting up, now, that really reminded me of a bunch of stuff. And some of those things, I'm so happy social media did not exist because, you know, almost getting kicked off of an airplane is a pretty big deal. So, you know, that would have been headline news. And I'm so glad there was no social media. But, yeah, it was awesome to just to see all of that and just remember, like, how much stuff that we've done together, and very proud of it.
You can check out the documentary, TLC Forever. It premieres on Lifetime and A&E coming up on June the 3rd. T-Boz, I've heard you say that your favorite video of all time, which is one of my favorites, was Waterfalls, and I heard you joking around saying you can't swim. How could Waterfalls be your favorite video to shoot, and you're not very good at swimming? Well, tell us the story, T.
Surrounded us around, you know, that little piece of plastic that kept swaying in the water. So I was dying. I said we need an Oscar or an Emmy for that role because, man, I was terrified. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, I did some acting roles or something from that, man, because I was totally acting.
I got to talk about the style because you guys were putting it on for the people. I was in high school when you guys were in the 90s, pinning rubbers to your clothes and wearing Band-Aids long before Nelly ever thought about it. Who's the leader when it comes to style? Who should I be asking the style questions to, Chili or T? Or both?
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
I would say both, because even, you know, with Lisa, now I have to say the condoms thing, that was her. That was all Lisa. But then, you know, we collaborated and, you know, and said, hey, you know, this is going to promote safe sex and blah, blah, blah. So we feed off of each other, which is really cool. You know what I'm saying? And so I don't know how many groups can say that they really feed off of each other. You know, like Tion can come up with something and we go from there and we build from there. And, you know, myself, it's just kind of how TLC works.
You guys put on a vibe. That's all I know. The cross colors, the dance moves, the chucks. You had the whole thing. TLC, I'm blessed right now to be talking to T-Boz and Chili. And we see those dance moves. We see the style. I know, T, you love the drums, but I'm a musician myself. I record music. I'm interested. I see you sing. I see you dance. Do you guys play instruments? T-Boz, do you play the drums?
I only learned a couple of songs because I just love drums. I used to play clarinet in high school.
Oh, the clarinet. Hot cross buns? Can you hit the hot cross buns?
Yeah, and I can play a couple of songs on the piano.
Very nice. And what about you, Chili? Can you play any instruments?
So I was in the band in school, and I played the flute and piccolo, so I'm sure if I, you know, practice a little bit, knock the dust off, I would be pretty good at it again. And then the congas, I'm all right with that.
I want to hear a song with the piccolo and the clarinet on the next album. That's all I'm saying. I have a couple of rumors that I want to see if you ladies could clear the air and say true or not true. So whoever wants to answer this one, is it true that one of y'all drew a big dick on MC Hammer's tour bus? Is that true?
What?
Like a big penis that you drew
No, that's not true. No, we didn't draw a penis. We used to just have a game where we used to pull down people.
We used to say, penis on the bus.
Oh, there was
penis on the bus.
Meaning there was a dick on the bus. Like there's a guy we don't want on the bus.
A guy? No, not like a, are you saying it in a way like he's a jerk? Or are you, because we meant it in a way like a guy, a man is coming on the bus.
Oh, so that's good news. There's penis on the bus. Let's party. Is that, that's the vibe then? Okay. I need that.
No,
I can't wait. I need to go on this hot summer night tour. That's all I know. I need to be on tour.
No, we were not partying. It wasn't like that. It wasn't like that at all, I promise you.
Okay, I have one more for you to clear up. Is it true that you guys met hanging out at the roller rink in Decatur, Georgia? Is that true?
That's not true.
Not true. Where did you guys meet?
No, I met Left Eye first, and then me and Lisa met Chili later. But I think the roller skate thing came from me meeting. I was at the roller skate rink, but it was in Atlanta. It wasn't Decatur, and that's where I met Dallas first.
Gotcha. Okay, all right. Well, we're excited about the documentary. A lot of these questions are going to be answered if you just check out TLC Forever. It's premiering on Lifetime, A&E on June the 3rd. We're hanging with T-Boz and Chili. Legendary music, legendary style. Beauty queens of R&B and hip-hop, and we're blessed to have them on. I want to play one more little game here with you guys just to get to know you better. It's called the Who Game. I really thought hard about the name, but it's just, you know, who this, who that. So who is more likely to skydive, Chili or T-Boz?
T-Boz.
T-Boz, you ready?
No, I'm not.
No, he said more than likely.
Yeah, who would be more than likely?
I would never do it, but you would, because...
You know what? I take that back. That's true, because if my doctor was to allow me, I would do it. I would have done it when I was younger.
But that's why I said you. I know you.
What's up, girl?
All right.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Okay, who is more likely to make their bed in the morning? Like, get up and do, you know, make the bed look real nice between the two of you?
Chili.
T-Boz.
Okay, I see how we're going to play.
It would be you.
No, it would be you.
Who makes my bed in the morning?
I don't either.
So neither one of you is making your bed. I don't either, so we're on the same page.
Not.
Who takes longer to get ready to go out?
T-Boz for sure. Oh, T-T. Oh, for sure.
I didn't hear the question. What was it?
Who takes longer to get ready to go out?
Own up.
Sometimes, though. Sometimes.
But no, but we're talking about overall. Who would that be, ma'am?
No, because when you have to do your hair, you take forever.
No, I don't. It's Tion, I'm telling you.
All right.
Who takes the longest?
Who has the better taste in music? Like, who are we turning to when it's time to hit a playlist?
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say, no.
Girl.
No. That's because you're talking about, like, a lot of songs today. But if we have to put, like, a really good playlist together.
That means I'm together because I know today's music, too.
That's what I just said, ma'am.
Okay.
I just said that. I think that you would like both of our playlists.
Excellent. Well, I always have TLC on my playlist. Everything from Baby, Baby, Baby to I'm Pretty to, I mean, hit after hit. Creep, Red Light Special. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys on tour. Any surprises on the Hot Summer Nights tour? You guys are about ready to be putting in a lot of work. I mean, you're going to be all over the place.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, we are. Well, first of all, you know, anytime we decide to do a tour, we always get, you know, our brains together and come up with, you know, fun ways to entertain our fans. And so, you know, we're really excited for everybody to see what we put together. And we are also encouraging everyone to come in their 90s gear, whatever that is, baggies, silk pajamas, well, I don't know, whatever you put together. So it's going to be a fun night. It's going to be a lot of fun because Shaggy is hilarious. MTB?
Yeah, meant to be. Isn't that your guys' saying?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Shaggy, so I'm thinking like, okay, is that something Shaggy? Okay.
I know he was butt-ass naked on the bathroom floor or something with Shaggy, but MTB, meant to be. It was meant to be for this big tour. I'm excited to see you guys out there. Thank you for blessing us with the great music, and we're going to be rooting for you guys. So thank you for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.